12 of the book of Acts.
Tisumuke tivhure chitsauko 12 chebhuku remabasa.
We'd like to start reading from verse 1.
Tautanga kuverenga kubva pa ndima yekutanga.
Amen. Harnessing power to our advantage.
Kutora simba kuti ritibatsire isu.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We enjoy church. Church is a different atmosphere altogether. Amen. When we enjoy, we want to make sure we forget about all our different problems. Forget about your rental situation. Amen. Job problems, loafing.
Kana nyaya yehurova kushaiwa mabasa.
Amen. We believe the Lord is the one that is going to help us through.
Ndotenda kuti Mwari ndiye anokwanisa kutibatsira.
Amen.
Amen.
So chapter 1 of the book of Acts. Chapter 12 and verse 1 of the book of Acts.
Chapter 12 nindime kutanga yebhuku ramabasa.
Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church.
Zvino nenguva inenge iyeyo mambo Herodi akatambanudza maoko ake kuti atambudze vamwe vekereke.
And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword.
Akauraya Jacobo, mukoma waJohani, nomunondo.
And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread.
Zvino wakati achiona kuti zvafadza vaJudha ndokupfuurira akabata Petro aiva mazuva ezvingwa zvisina mbiriso.
And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
Zvino wakati amubata akamusunga mutorongo akamuisa kumapokamana rimwe nerimwe rina varwi vana kuti vamurinde achiti amuise pamberi pavanhu kana paseka yapfuura.
Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Naizvozvo Petro akachengetwa mutorongo asi wakanga achinyengetererwa zvikuru nekereke kuna Mwari.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
Zvino Herodi wakati oda kumubudisa usiku ihoyo Petro wakanga avete pakati pavarwi vaviri akasungwa namaketani maviri navarinde vakanga vachirinda torongo pamberi pomukova.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands.
Ipapo tarira mutumwa washe akamirapo chiedza chikapenya mumba akarova Petro parutivi ndokumumutsa achiti muka ukurumidze. Ipapo maketani akawa pamaoko ake.
And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment upon thee and follow me.
Mutumwa akati kwaari, zvisunge chiuno usungire sangu dzako. Akaita saizvozvo akati kwaari, fuka nguo dzako unditevere.
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision.
Akabuda akamutevera asingavazive kuti zviro kwazvo zvinoitwa nomutumwa, asi wakati ndinoona chiratidzo.
When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate which leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from me.
Zvino vakati vapfuura murindi wokutanga nowechipiri vakasvika pasuo ramatare pavaipinda napo paguta rikangova zarukira roga vakabuda vakapfuura neimwe nzira mutumwa ndokubva kwaari pakarepo.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews."
Petro wakati apengenuka akati, "Zvino ndinoziva zvirokwazvo kuti Ishe watuma mutumwa wake akandirwira paruoko rwaHerode napazvose zvakanga zvichifungwa navanhu vavaJudha."
And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
Zvino wakati arangarira izvozvo, akaenda kumba kwaMaria, mai vaJohani, wainzi Mako. Vazhinji vakanga vakaunganako vachinyengeterera.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda.
Zvino wakati agogodza pagonho resuo, musikana wainzi Rode wakauya kuzoteerera.
And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate.
Iye akati achinzwa inzwi raPetro, akazarura akasazarura suo nomufaro, asi wakamhanyira mukati akavaudza kuti Petro umire pasuo.
And they said unto her, "Thou art mad."
Ivo vakati kwaari, "Unopenga."
But she constantly affirmed that it was even so.
Asi iye wakasimbisa achiti ndizvozvo.
Then said they, "It is his angel."
Ivo vakati kwaari, "Mutumwa wake."
But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Praise the Lord.
Asi Petro wakaramba achigogodza, vakazozarura, vakamuona. Vakashamiswa.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishema wedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo mugare zvenyu pasi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Biri kune zita raIshe.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we still harnessing power?
Tichiri kubopa here simba.
Amen. So that it must work for you.
Kuti rikwanise kukushandira iwe.
We were looking the other time at some natural examples.
Pane imwe nguva takanga tichitarisa mienzaniso yepanyama.
Into some scientific discoveries.
Tichipinda mune zvakawanikwa neve science.
Amen. And the time of some of these discoveries.
Nguva yakaitwa izvi neve science.
God was busy doing something even in the spiritual realm.
Mwari vakanga vachiita zvimwe zvino kunyange muchiyero chemweya.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a time when the horse and buggy is what was the model transport.
Paive nenguva yekuti bhiza nengoro ndo aive mafambiro aiita vanhu.
But it was also time for justification when Martin Luther was preaching his own gospel of sanctification then.
Yakanga iriwo nguva yekururamiswa apo Martin Luther akanga achiparidza vhangeri rake.
Amen. And we noticed science improved and they discovered a motor car.
Tinoona kuti science yakabudirira vakazogadzira motokari.
And that was the time when John Wesley was preaching sanctification.
Ndiyo nguva yaiparidzwa naJohn Wesley kucheneswa.
The same Holy Ghost who was preaching in Martin Luther was the same Holy Ghost that was preaching in John Wesley.
Mweya mwechete wangu achiparidza kubudikidza na Martin Luther ndiwo mweya mwechete waiparidza kubudikidza na John Wesley.
But it was the movement of the Holy Ghost.
Asi kwaiva kufamba kwemweya mutsvene.
And leading the children of God into better truth.
Kuchitungamira vana vamwari mune chime chokwadi chiri nani.
Moving from one revival to another revival.
Kufamba kubva pane rumwe rumutsiriro kuenda pane rumwe rumutsiriro.
Amen. From a Lutheran revival to a Wesleyan revival.
Kubva parumutsiriro rwa Luther kuenda parumutsiriro rwa Wesley.
Amen. And the same Holy Ghost had to move from the Wesleyan revival into the Pentecost revival.
Amen.
Amen. And on the other side, moving from the motor car into an aeroplane. It was movement that was going on. Amen. So we know there is something that God is doing. And we picked up this quote of what God does, that when an age is opening, God breaks up the seal, His will for the age. Amen. There might be so many people that's living on the earth, but they will never know what God is doing. But God has got one person in that particular age that is ordained by God to be able to know that a seal is broken. Amen. When he gathers that the seal is broken, he catches the mind of God. And he comes with it onto the earth here together with his brethren, and he begins to preach it. Amen. So he's not preaching his own thoughts, but he's preaching the mind of God. It is the will of God for that particular generation. Amen. So Paul in Ephesians 1 was talking about the predestinated will of God. He was the man of God for the age. And that was the man that was able to catch the mind of God and bring the message here. Amen.
Amen.
And that mind of God shows the people that that man is knowing or reading the names that were in the lamb section of the book of life. Have you ever wondered how Paul would write and say, greet so and so and greet so and so, whose names are in the book of life? And if you were there, you were going to say, how do you know? But it doesn't surprise you now. Because you know that the message is not for everybody. But it is only for those whose names are written on the lamb section of the book of life. And Jesus did not come to die for everybody. It was for those names. So for the messenger of the age, he comes to bring a message for the ones whose names are in the book. Amen. So when he's preaching his message,
amen,
he is reading from what God has given him. And it's not everybody that understands that. It's not everyone that can catch it. Amen. But it is the predestinated ones. And the prophet tells us in the church age book, you are a prophetic class of people. Amen. He says that can only understand prophetic utterances. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, when the messenger of the age is bringing his message, some people in their own areas, could be agriculture, could be science or whatever, they're also catching it in their own way. Amen.
Amen.
And they develop in their way. Because this is a power that God has brought. And everybody is catching it in their own way and to their own advantage. Is that right? So when the aeroplane was made, that was science. But you see, on the spiritual side, they were moving out of from the earth by means of aerodynamics and aeroplane. But they have to come down. Amen.
Amen.
Because Pentecost is not the final. Is that right? This is why they denominated.
It's
still influenced by gravity. Amen. But you see, they went further. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see what, brother, sister? If the church today can come to a place of an anointing, amen, and move into God's word and to check what God wants us to be doing today, with the same inspiration the scientists are doing. Brother, we are going to break into horizons that we never knew before. But we are wasting our time talking about useless things. This one is gossiping. This one is lying. And the preacher, instead of getting into the study and get absorbed into the heights and depths of the mysteries of God, the devil, you know, makes us to look for quotes and scripture to hit gossip. Amen. And hit on some other preachers whom you think they are threatening you. Hitting this other church and hitting that other brother and that other brother. January to December.
January to December.
We are just hitting useless things. Using our bullets on wrong things. Amen. We want to go deep into the things of God. If only the believer can get busy with the things of God. Brother, these things are going to fall away. Amen. Because they don't exist in that atmosphere where God is dwelling. Somebody might be rejoicing that, oh, they won't talk about my gossip now.
We are
wait and see. We'll hit it like you never knew before. Amen. Because the same Holy Ghost knows all things. And you have got to come and join up with everybody else. We must make it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you remember when they were making the steam engine? Somebody just looked at a pot that was boiling and see all the steam just wasted away. And it's pressure that is being allowed to move and just disappear. And says, suppose I harness this pressure and let it go through a little pipe, because the water will continue boiling. But the pressure will continue. But as it is coming out, it is coming out with a lot of pressure. Is that right? Somebody thinking about it and says, I'm going to use this principle so that I can turn a wheel by pressure that is coming out straight like this. And the wheel turned.
Vhiri rikatotenderera.
Some more wheels turned.
Mamavhiri akawanda akatenderera.
A steam engine was produced.
Pakabva patowanikwa injini inotenderera nesimba remvura iri kufashaira.
Somebody saw a possibility.
Nekuti mumwe munhu akaona kuti zvinogona kukwanisika izvi.
That I can use this.
Ndokwanisa kushandisa simba iri.
To produce something.
Kubudisa chimwe chinhu.
Amen.
Amen.
If a believer can sit down.
Kana mutenda akakwanisa kugara pasi.
And look at a promise.
Otarisa vimbiso.
Amen.
Amen.
I say, this promise is for me.
What vimbiso indeyangwe?
It's not for somebody else.
I see mumwe munhu zvake.
I don't know what other people are thinking about this promise.
Handizive kuti vamwe vanhu vari kufungei pamusoro pevimbiso iyi.
But I believe this is mine.
Asi ndotenda kuti vimbiso ndeyangwe.
I want to take it.
Ndoda kuitora.
I want to go on my knees.
Ndoda kuenda pamabvi.
I know who wrote this promise.
Ndinoziva akanyora vimbiso iyi.
And he will never lie.
Iye hambofa akareva nhema.
Amen. He is going to make sure it is going to be fulfilled.
Achava nechokwadi kuti zvazadzikiswa.
And brother,
hama,
If you take it to God,
ukazvitora akaenda nazvo kuna Mwari,
God is going to fulfill that in your life.
Mwari vachazvizadzisa izvi muupenyu hwako.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi.
What did he say in the book, in the Hebrew book?
Vakati chii mubhuku revaHebheru?
When God gives a promise,
kana Mwari vakapa vimbiso,
he is guilty.
Vane mhosva.
Until the promise is fulfilled.
Kusvikira vimbiso yazadziswa.
It's not your promise.
Haisi vimbiso yako.
It's God's promise.
Ivimbiso yaMwari.
And God is ready to fulfill it.
Mwari vakatogadzira kuizadzisa.
Is that true? We are wasting our time in useless things.
Tikupedza nguva muzvinhu zvisina basa.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to make sure.
Tinakuve nechokwadi.
We take the promises of God.
Totora tatora vimbiso.
Until they mean something in your life.
Kusvikira dzareva chimwe chinhu muupenyu hwako.
Look at it properly and pray over it and see how God is going to use it.
Nyatsozvitarisa zvakanaka, onamata, woona kuti Mwari vachazviita sei.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Amen.
Amen.
Because each scripture, remember, it was written by inspiration of God.
Rangarirai rakanyorwa nekufemera kwaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So that the same inspiration that wrote it,
kuti kufemera kumwe chete kwakanyora gwaro iri,
that's the same inspiration that must come out of it and inspire you also, the reader.
Ndokunofanira kubuda kubva pagwaro kwefemera iwewe ari kuriverenga.
And the intended purpose has got to be fulfilled.
Uye chinangwa charo gwaro iri chobva chazadzikiswa.
Amen.
Amen.
This is how it has got to be.
Ndo maitiro azvo tofanira kuita izvi.
So Luther was looking at a scripture that just shall live by faith.
Saka Luther anga akatarisa gwaro kuti vakarurama vanorarama nekutenda.
Brother, and he went just with that scripture.
Akangofamba negwaro iro rebedzi.
All other scriptures were pointing to that one.
Mama gwaro ese anga akanangodzera kune irori.
Brother, and he brought about reformation.
Akaunza kuvandudzwa.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
We are not looking at that today. We know the end time scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
If we take them and use them to our advantage, brother, I believe something is going to work out. We've gone so far in the journey with the message. And we call it the message of the last days. Amen.
Amen.
And we believe we are the last generation that must see the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And we know Daniel saw our age. And he wanted to live in this age. But God told him, go thy way, Daniel. Amen. For these are for the end time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the people that's going to be living in that day,
and vanhu vanenge vachirarama mazuva iwayo,
they're going to perform exploits.
Vachaita mabasa makuru.
That scripture is for you.
Gwaro iroro nderako.
Amen.
Amen.
Then if you are not performing the exploits,
zvino kana iwe usiri kuita mabasa makuru,
you ask yourself a question, so what am I doing?
Imbozvibvunza mubvunzo kuti saka ini ndiri kumboitei?
Lord, put me into a place
where
I've got to perform the exploits.
Pandinofanira kuita mabasa makuru.
Because that scripture is for me.
Nekuti gwaro iri nderangu.
The problem we have sometimes.
Dzimwe nguva dambudziko ratinaro.
We're looking at elders in the church. Yeah, maybe it's for them.
Tikutarisa vakuru muchurch toti pamwe ndezve vakuru ivava.
Forget about it.
Kanganwa izvozvo.
You that is read.
Iwe averenga iwe.
It's for you.
Nderako iwe.
Don't push it to anybody else.
Haikona kuripa kune umwe munhu.
It's yours.
Nderako.
Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So when you speak about spaceship for the astronaut,
kana tichitaura pamusoro pechimutundumuseremusere chinopindwa nemunhu ari kuendamo,
we know that's our age.
Tinoziva ndiwo chizvarwa chedu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And we have got to move in there.
Tinofanira kupindamo isu.
Brother Bram spoke about the eagle. And we are eagles also.
Vakataura pamusoro pechapungu. Iye isu tiri zvapungu.
And that's our behavior and that's our anointing.
Ndounhu hwedu uye ndo chizoro chedu.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we are astronauts,
kana tiri zvitundu musere musere,
it means you must move in.
Zvinoreva kuti unofanira kupinda.
And you have got to be pressurized.
Unofanira kutanga wapuwa simba.
And you must dress right.
Unofanira kuve wakapfeka zvakanaka.
Remember?
Rangarirai.
Spaceship is the only vehicle that you have got to be dressed according to the requirements.
Muchitundu musere musere ndimo mega maunofanira kupinda wakapfeka zvakafanira.
Horse and buggy, you can dress anyhow. The motor car, you can dress anyhow. The aeroplane, you can dress anyhow. But spaceship!
Biza nengoro, motokari ndege, unokwanisa kupfeka zvaunoda asi muchitundu musere musere.
Amen.
Amen.
It's different.
Zvatosiyana.
Because you are not just going next door.
Nekuti hausingoenda pedyo parutivi.
You are not just in this horizon around here.
Hausi muchiyero chepano ichi.
Brother,
ama,
you are going past gravity.
Uri kudarika simba rinodhonzera zvinhu.
You are going into the orbit.
Uri kuenda mune dzimwe nyeredzi.
You are going into a world that you do not know.
Uri kuenda mune imwe nyika yausingazive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are going somewhere.
Pane kwauri kuenda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
uye,
most importantly,
chakanyanya kukosha,
the one that's in there,
uyo arimo,
brother, he's doing nothing.
Hapana chaari kuita.
Amen.
Amen.
The driver is too busy.
Muchairi uyu akabatikana.
Pilot is busier.
Mupilot anobatikana nebasa
rekuchaira. But spaceship,
asi muchitundu musere musere,
there's only one thing that you do.
Pane chinhu chimwe chete chaunoita.
Decide to go in.
Ingotora sarudzo yekupinda.
And decide to be dressed right.
Wotora sarudzo yekupfeka zvakafanira.
And you walk inside.
Wopinda mukati.
Take your seat.
Wogara.
Belt up.
Wosungwa nemabhanire.
Hallelujah. Connect all the tubes that's necessary.
Wotora machubhu ese anodiwa.
Amen. Just continue sitting.
You oramba wakangogara.
Waiting for instructions.
Wakamirira rairo.
Not from the spaceship.
Kwete kubva kuchimutundu musere musere.
The instructions are coming from on the world.
Rairo
on the earth here.
Kubva pane vari panyika
pano. There are some people who are in an office somewhere.
Pane vamwe vanhu vari mune imwe office.
In some laboratory somewhere.
Mune imwe laboratory.
They are watching you.
Vakakutarisa.
You might not be seeing them.
Iwe unogona usingavaone.
But it's radar power.
Asi simba reradar.
Showing you where you must go. They are turning it.
Vari kukuraidza kuti unofamba sei ndo vari kutochityaira.
But for you.
Asi iwe.
Relax.
Wakadekara zvako.
Relax.
Dekara zvako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Decide to go in.
Ingotora sarudzo
yekupinda. And it's no longer you living.
Hausisiriwo uri kurarama.
But Jesus Christ.
As Jesu Kristo.
Is the one that is living in me.
Iye ari kurarama mandiri. Hallelujah.
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 So what is better for you?
Saka chii chiri nani kwauri?
Aeroplane or spaceship?
Ndege kana chitundu musere sere.
Hey. Brother,
ama,
let others take the aeroplane.
Ndege vamwe vakwire ndege.
Spaceship.
Ini ndoda chitundu musere musere.
Spaceship.
Chitundu musere
musere. Is what I want.
Ndoya chandinoona.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you go way high,
kuti kana ndakwira kumusoro soro,
if they allow you to look at the earth,
vakakutendera kuti utarise panyika.
Brother, it's just a small thing like this.
Kangori kadiki diki kudaiyo kanyika.
And somebody must tell you that one is the earth.
Pane mwana anofanira kutaudzwa kuti iyo ndonyika iyo.
You are way above the effect of the earth.
Uri kure nerunziro yenyika.
Hallelujah. Gravity will never touch you. Gossip will not touch you. Lust will not touch you. Talking about somebody, it won't touch you. But you are gone into another realm, much higher than your thought. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what this message is all about. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. You got power like you never knew before. Amen.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is doing to us. This message will never make you earthbound. This message will take you into other realms. Amen.
Amen.
Like you never knew before. Amen.
Amen.
But somebody is controlling. It's not you controlling. Amen. You desire to be controlled. I don't want to control, but somebody must control me. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read a quote. Amen. On paragraph 85.
Paragraph 85.
Of Countdown. And remember, the astronaut is controlled by a radar power. You've seen them bring John Glenn in. I looked down there at Cape
Canaveral
and see that great big radar thing. And you couldn't even see him nowhere. Hidden in Christ, huh? You are hidden in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But you could tell where he was by the way that radar was pointing. That's where he was at. See, and we got a radar too. Prayer.
Munamato.
Hallelujah. Prayer is the radar power that directs the astronaut. Are you not the astronaut? Ask the Father in my anything in my name, I will do it. Just watch the way the prayer is going. Amen. You can see the way he is pointing. Just watch the way the church is praying. You can see the way the missiles will fly. The astronauts are traveling by the way the church is praying. Amen.
Amen.
He prays, Lord,
because
we don't believe in those things.
Oh,
that's astronaut coming down. That's all. But brother, but when all things are possible, Lord, pour out your spirit upon the church and give it what we have need of. Amen.
Amen.
Pour upon us the Holy Ghost. And just take us out of every reason. Because you are doing nothing as an astronaut, remember? And believe that the word is right. And we are going to stand right by it. Watch the screen. Then begin to raise its head like this. The astronaut is going on and on. Way up in the air. Wonderful. goes beyond any denomination.
Chinoenda kudarika sangano ripi zvaro.
Goes beyond any creed.
Chinopfuurira zvitendwa zvese.
But the astronaut breaks the sound barrier.
Asi chitundumuseremusere chinodarika simba reruzha.
Amen. He just goes right on through.
Anoramba achingoenda.
He don't hear nothing.
Haana chaanombonzwa.
Oh my. He just goes beyond all that.
Anoenda mberi kwezvese izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
See, he's way up in there where all things. He is living in the presence of God. Yes, sir. He promised that. His word says that he is the high priest. You see, that great big rudder sitting out there moving. Watch him in the meeting. You can watch when the Holy Spirit comes down in the form of the pillar of fire like he promised.
A
man is not going to be sitting there trying to reason it out with science. A real believer. Amen. What is he? He is a radar screen. Watch him. He begins to point around.
Amen.
And he catches that one there, the astronaut. Amen. You have cancer. You have so and so. You are so and so. Amen. So this is what the astronaut power is doing. Praise God. So these things happening in the meeting. Because you are not earthbound. Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, if only we can know the power that is in the message. What God has unleashed to us. We will never try to be earthbound again. The fashions and the new things that's coming around, they don't affect you. Amen.
Amen.
Because we've had a great watchman in our generation. We don't preach what we think is right, but we must hear from the great watchman, the prophet of the age, whom God has identified with the pillar of fire. The same pillar of fire that Moses saw by the burning bush. The same pillar of fire that Paul had. That same pillar of fire that we read about this evening, that came over to Peter when he was in prison, that is the same pillar of fire we have in this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They did not have cameras that day, but God, by His grace, we got camera, and this pillar of fire was photographed. So that we realize who is in service. He promised to be with us, even in us, till the end of the age.
Amen.
I'm glad to be speaking to astronauts. Praise God. We are promised to write another book of Acts. What does that mean? A continuation of what was happening in the book of Acts in the Bible is what we've got to see today. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
This is why the book has no amen. Because it has got to continue. But the prophet says, this was not the Acts of the apostles.
Anza anga asiri mabasa eva apostola.
It was the acts of the Holy Ghost.
Anga ari mabasa emwe ya mtsene.
In the apostles.
Kubudikidza ne apostola.
Amen.
Amen.
Which means the same God.
Chichireva kuti Mwari umwe chete.
In this end time.
Munguva ino yekuguma.
Must give us the same Holy Ghost.
Vanofana kutipa mweya mutsvene umwe chete.
The same Holy Ghost.
Mweya mutsvene umwe chete.
That the apostles received.
Wakagamuchirwa nevapostora.
To do those works.
Kuita mabasa iwayo.
That's the same Holy Ghost.
Ndiwo mweya mutsvene umwe chete.
That is going to come back again.
Unofana kudzoka zvakare.
In this end time.
Munguva ino yekuguma.
Upon the believer.
Pamutendi.
So that we can see a continuation.
Kuti tione kuenderera mberi.
Of the same works.
Kwemabasa mamwe chete.
That they were doing in the book of Acts.
Avakanga vachiita mubhuku remabasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we are ready,
kana takagadzirira,
he will baptize with the same Holy Ghost.
Vanokubhabhatidza vene mweya mutsvene mumwe chete.
And that is our desire.
Ndo chishuwo chedu.
We don't want another spirit.
Hatidi mumwe mweya.
We want the same Holy Ghost.
Tikuda mweya mutsvene mumwe chete.
Because whenever he comes,
nekuti pose pavanouya,
he will do the same works.
Vanoita mabasa mamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
You see what, brother, sister?
Murikuonei hama hanzvadzi.
We are living in a time.
Tirikurarama munguva.
So much that even in the message circles,
kusvikira pakuti kunyange munharaunda dzemharidzo,
we don't believe that God is alive.
Atitende kuti Mwari mupenyu.
That God is still around.
Kuti Mwari vachiripo.
That He can still do it again.
Kuti vanokwanisa kuzvidzokorora zvakare.
We are living in a time.
Tirikurarama munguva
when people believe that there is nothing about angelic visitation.
Vanhu vakutotenda kuti hakusisina zvekushanyirwa nengirozi.
Amen. But brother, I want to say tonight.
Asi hama ndoda kuti manirano.
God, the same God who was working in the book of Acts.
Mwari mumwe chete anga achiita basa mubhuku remabasa.
Is still alive today.
Vachiri mupenyu nhasi.
And he is determined.
Uye vatotsunga moyo.
To do the same things he was doing there.
Kuzokorora zvimwe chete zvavakanga vachiita kumashure.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a quote.
Ndoda kuverenga chinokorwa.
The brothers are going to drop it for us.
Hama idzi dzichatiisira.
Angelic being associate together.
Ngirozi dzinowadzana pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the Revelation book of symbols.
Ndiro chizaruro chakazarurwa bhuku resimbiso.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to realize.
Tinoda kuti ticherechedze.
The day that we are living in.
Zuva ratiri kurarama.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't want to progress.
Kana usina angade kubudirira.
You are going to have a prayer book.
Uchava nebhuku remunamato.
And read the prayer book over and over again.
Ugoverenga bhuku remunamato mazuva ose nguva dzose.
And there is no inspiration.
Asi pasina kufemerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you want to move further.
Asi kana uchida kuenda mberi.
Forget about the prayer book.
Kanganwa bhuku remunamato.
Forget about church issues.
Kanganwa nezvenyaya
dzemachechi. Creeds and dogmas.
Zvitendwa nezvitevedzwa.
You wait on him.
Iwe ingomirira pana Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
He has got to move you. So that we can come to a place where we can understand the day we are living in. Because the prophet did not die together with the God who was leading him. Is that true? But that God is alive. And he wants to be doing the same things again. We believe that. And we are ready to see that same God again. Listen to what he says here. Angelic beings associate together. Says, oh, I hope you get that. That just dropped right down free. Amen.
Amen.
Says, look. And if you have got the Holy Spirit in you, then you are a candidate of association with the unseen world and the supernatural. Hey.
Amen.
How many candidates like this do we have here? Amen.
Amen.
But listen, brother. Many of you have written exams. Before you write the exams, you are given a candidate number. Which means you are a candidate for the exam. So, if they say all the candidates for this exam come here, you all move.
Kana vakati makandidate nengo vari kunyora bvunzo uyai uku mese munoenda.
But have you written exams yet?
Asi matimanyora bvunzo here?
No. But after you write the exam,
asi mushure mengo wanyora bvunzo,
you are no longer a candidate.
Hausisiri nengo yebvunzo.
But you have already finished.
Nekuti watopedza.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
You might still remember your number and everything, but you have already finished.
Unogona kurangarira number yako nezvakadaro asi wapedza kunyora bvunzo.
But he's saying here,
kana iwe ukagamuchira mweya mutsvene,
you become a candidate.
Unova nhengo.
It means
zvinoreva
you are the right person.
Ndiwe munhu akafanira.
That can associate.
Anokwanisa kuwadzana
with the unseen world.
Nenyika isingaoneke.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
You are the right person.
Ndiwe munhu chaiye.
That can associate.
Anokwanisa kuwadzana.
You might not have associated yet.
Pamwe hausati wawatanga kuwadzana.
But he's saying you are the right person.
Asi anzi ndiwe munhu chaiye
chaiye. You have qualified.
Anzi wakatokodzera.
Amen. To associate with the unseen world and the supernatural.
Kuwadzana nenyika isingaoneke nezvemweya.
Then it means move on.
Zvinoreva kuti ngatifambe imberi.
Let's go.
Ngatiendei.
Because you are the right person.
Nekuti ndiwe nhengo chaiyo.
You are ready for use.
Watogadzira kushandiswa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Baptized by the Holy Ghost, it means you are ready for use.
Kana wabhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene zvinoreva kuti wagadzirira basa.
Justified, sanctified,
waruramiswa,
set aside for service.
Waiswa parutivi kuti uzoshandiswa.
You are ready for use.
Wagadzirira kuitiswa basa.
Then he must fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Vanofanira kuzadza nemweya mutsvene.
So you become a candidate.
Saka iva nhengo.
Amen.
Amen.
So that he might use you
kuti vakwanise kushandisa.
And as an associate.
Uve muwadzani.
With the unseen world and the supernatural.
Nenyika isingaoneke nezvemweya.
No wonder people can't believe in these things. They've never come in contact.
They got nothing
in here to believe with.
But
when the Holy Spirit comes into that heart, into the heart, quickly he becomes then a twofold being. One of the earth to die, and one of heaven, of heaven to live. Amen.
Amen.
In his body, he is still subject to death. But in his soul, he has passed from death to life. In his body, his earthly contact with the five senses. In his spirit, he has a contact with God through the Holy Ghost. And the angels of God visit them and speak with them. And there are messengers sent from God to reveal, to bring messages from God to the individual. He is out to get the first things first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, he wants to make sure you know you are a candidate. And this body is for the earth, but the soul is not for the earth. It is heavenly. So, when we are talking about an astronaut, your body tells you, forget about it. But the one who is dwelling inside of you, he says, let's go. So whom are you going to listen? The outside one or the inside one? I'm going to listen to the inside one. Because his testimony is going to put this guy under subjection. Whether he wants it or not. Amen.
Amen.
He is going to listen to the one that's on the inside.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Mwari.
We read a story at the beginning of the service.
Taverenganyaya patatenga shumiro.
Amen. And James had been killed.
Jacob anga urawa.
Because he was following the message.
Nekuti anga achiteera mharidzo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
So Herod did it.
Herod ndiye akatomuuraya.
And the Jews, the priests, the Sadducees, the Pharisees.
VaJudha, vaprista, vaSadducees nevaFarisi.
When they noticed Herod, the politician, has got a hold of our enemy, the believer of the message of their day.
Herod, wenyika, abata muvengi wavo,
and killed him by a sword. They rejoiced.
Vakafara.
Amen.
Amen.
Because an enemy of your enemy, a friend, if you are a friend of your enemy, what am I supposed to say? Somebody who hates the one that you hate is your friend. Is that right? This is what I'm trying to say. Amen.
Amen.
The Jews were happy. But Herod has killed the man who is their enemy. And Herod was happy.
Herod akafara.
Amen. And he wanted to do some more. This is why he apprehended Peter. Amen. And put him into prison. Waiting for Easter to pass so that he can get him again and kill him so that the Jews can rejoice some more.
Akamira kuti Pasika ipere, akamira kuti ozomutora omuuraya zvakare, majudha ofara zvakare.
Are you seeing the situation?
Muri kuona mamirire ezvinhu aripo.
Amen.
Amen.
Herod is happy, the Jews are happy, but the believer is not happy.
Herod ari kufara, vajudha vari kufara, asi vatenda havasi kufara.
There's somebody else who is not happy.
Pane mumwe asiri kufara.
That's Almighty God.
Ndimwari wamasimba ose.
For the act that is happening here.
Nekuda kwechiitiko changa chaitika ichi.
Amen.
Amen.
So, God is the one that was unseen.
Saka Mwari ndo wanga ari chikamu changa chisingaoneke.
Amen. But all these other parties, we can see them because it's happening on the earth.
Asi dzime nengo dzese dziri munyaya iyi tirikudziona nekuti zviri kuitika panyika.
Hallelujah. But Almighty God is watching from a distance. And He is seeing the spirit of the devil hovering on Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Do you remember what the way we were speaking about the
satellite?
Watching the cloud moving from the Indian Ocean to bring cyclone on Zimbabwe. Did you see
that?
And telling people such a speed and it's moving in this direction.
So
the people beside must be careful and they have to have these other things to do to make sure they are free from the cyclone.
We
will never see the satellite with our eyes. But it is helping the weather people. That's where they're getting the information from. The movements of all the clouds and all the movements in the seas and everything.
Amen.
But Almighty God is seeing the devil working with Herod and with the Jews. Amen.
Amen.
But when he's seeing that happening, a lot of times, when we have problems in church, somebody is sick, somebody has had this, that, and or the other,
see,
it brings fear among the people. Amen.
Amen.
Because they feel I'm next. But God removes that by anointing his children with a desire to go and pray. Because the only way we can combat the devil is prayer. Amen. There's nothing else we can do. We pray. So while God is seeing the devil moving this direction, God inspires the church to say, you must pray. So we harness the power of prayer and push it in the correct direction. Brother, we don't pray aimlessly. No.
Kwete.
When you kneel down, Pasipu you must know why you are kneeling down. You know what you are praying for. Is that true? Because you are a priest. A priest is a man who stands between God and his brother. You are interceding for your brother. You know what you are praying for. And you are asking God to help my brother. Because you are a priest. That is the job of a priest. So he anoints his children with the spirit of intercession. There is a brother in prison who is going to die if nothing happens. Do you see what happens, brother? God could have just saved Peter even if people never prayed. Do you know that? He could have done that because he is a sovereign God. But you see, he wants you to pray so that when you pray and God works out something, you go out telling everybody, God answers prayer. And this is how it was working in the book of Acts. And now in the message, we all believe that God answers prayer. So we aim our prayer into something that we want God to work on. It's not aimless. Hallelujah. So he answers prayer. So these brethren, this whole church is anointed to go and pray. So they come into this house and they begin to pray. Amen.
Amen.
And the prayer which is happening on earth is touching God. Amen. And watch God answering the prayer. Hallelujah. And an angel comes into prison. So all the guards, they feel sleepy in the presence of the angel. When God begins to do his things, brother, no man has got to help him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the angel comes into prison. Amen.
Amen.
Peter is bound by chains on the hands and on the legs. And apart from the chains and the iron legs, soldiers are also, guards are also standing here to make sure this guy must never escape. If he breaks the chains, we are here to kill him. Maximum security, brother. Amen.
Amen.
But God, brother, he doesn't fear that. Because he is above men's plans. Amen. If you pray, God is going to answer. And the way he answers might even baffle you. But all we know is he answers prayer. And this is how he did it. Here is a man fast asleep. Amen. He is not even worried. Peter was not worried about the chains on the hands and the legs and even the guards. Because believers must never fear. Believer must relax even in times of trouble. Why?
Say,
God brought him there. And God will bring him out. God brought you into your situation. And God will bring you out. If you are a believer, whatever happens around you, hallelujah, God has permitted it. And the same God who permits it has got a way of pulling you out. So why must you worry if God is in control? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He allowed James to die. God allowed Peter to be arrested. God allowed him to be in prison. Right inside the third court. So that when he is released, nobody will say Peter paid money to somebody. We know it is God that has done it.
Amen.
So if you are a believer, don't worry, brother. Whatever happens to you, the first thing that you must say is God has allowed it. Amen.
Amen.
And you must never lose sleep because of that. You must say, the God who brought me here, he's going to take me out. I did not bring myself here. I didn't sin so that men can apprehend me and put me here. But God allowed it. Amen.
Amen.
So God is now beginning to work. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't call Peter from outside. But the angel went inside. The first court, second court, right into the third one. Amen. And Peter was sleeping. The guards were sleeping. Amen. And the angel hit him on the side. He opened his eyes. And at that same time, the chains broke. Both hands and legs and feet. Says, follow me. Amen.
Amen.
And he looks at this guard, he was sleeping.
Amen.
Amen. He woke up right without disturbing this one and this other one. And he started walking around following the angel. Amen.
Amen.
And he started going. And he started going past the first court, past the second court, and they were now outside. And there was a big iron gate on the outside. Amen.
Amen.
You need maybe 2-3 people. One has got the key, that key. They must call the other one for this other key. They must call the other one for this third key. The keys are not with one person.
Amen.
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 But when the angel arrived there, brother, on its own accord. Amen.
Amen.
The gate opened on its own accord. Amen. And the angel went past. And Peter was just behind, he was following. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't know what was happening. But now, God wanted to make sure Peter realizes this is God doing it. Amen.
Amen.
The angel didn't have to take him all the way to Rhoda's house. As soon as the iron gate was open, he was looking at the angel and following the angel. And the angel disappeared. And he kept on walking. Amen.
Amen.
Then he realizes, what is happening? I'm not even dreaming. Amen.
Amen.
Says, hey, but I was in prison. I must go over to the house.
You see,
God inspires you to the right place to go. He could have gone to his own house. Yeah, I'm free. Let me go home and sleep.
But
somehow he was referred to this other house.
And
he got there. People were praying for him. They were mentioning his name. And he could hear, hey, they're praying for me. I can hear that. They're mentioning my name in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And he knocks the door. Brother.
Ama.
Sister Rhoda was in trouble.
Anzazi Rhoda wakapinda padambudziko.
She checked.
Akatarisa.
She hears that's the voice of Peter.
Akanzwoti izvira Petro.
And she ran inside.
Akamhanya mukati.
But you know, sometimes when God answers your prayer,
kana Mwari akapindura munamato wako,
in a way that is too outstanding.
Nenzira inoshamisa zvikuru.
You say, no, you are mad. But you are praying. You want an answer from God and you are saying you are
made.
It was too good to be true. But all we know, it was
Peter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, the story we are reading here. Amen. We want to fast forward it into 2017. Amen.
Amen.
Here is a declaration for you. The power that pulled Peter out of prison is here.
Simba rakabudisa Petro mutorongo riri pano. Amen.
That power has been brought into our age by the message that God has given to us. This message is not only letters. It's not only quotes and scripture. This message is power. It's power of deliverance.
It's
the power to change. Is the power to quicken. Is the power of restoration. Brother, if you think the message is only letters, you are still way back there. But 2017, we are nearer home than before. If we are nearer home, then we must know the power is here. This must be the time that the believer in the message must feel the power pulsating until you can say, we have arrived.
Yes.
Why do you want to push it ahead all the time? You want to say, oh yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Yes, we're in the message. That power is coming. Forget about it. That power is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For you to harness. Amen. For your own advantage. The book of Acts must be written today. It must happen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's for the believer. Amen.
Amen.
We believe
tinotenda.
This is the time
inondiyonguwa.
When the things that we read about here must be manifested today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to come to a place where we must be mistaken. That somebody is giving a testimony about what is happening or what has happened. We want to say, what chapter is he reading from? Amen. Because it's the same thing. It's the same author. It's the same Holy Ghost that must operate today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not letters, brother. It's not quotes, brother. But it is power. Amen.
Amen.
This message was brought to us. Not to use codes to fight. Or to prove your evil. No. Far from it. It's power. Of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is the power of God
coming
upon the people again
so
that we can manifest Jesus
Christ.
Do you believe that? I believe
it. Let's
stand upon our feet.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
The devil tells you, let's push it a little bit further away. No.
Kwete.
No. Don't accept what the devil is telling you.
I cannot come to us or go to Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
But rather you must say, we have arrived.
As you wait, Tashika.
Amen.
Amen.
We have arrived.
Tashika.
Until when we'll be saying, oh yeah, it's coming. No.
Kwete.
We have arrived.
Tashika.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't want to arrive,
kana usingade kushika,
don't hold those who are arriving.
I cannot kutivisa washika.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to make sure this must be our everyday work. This must be our everyday life. Until the devil must be surprised. What kind of people are these? Amen.
Amen.
But you are looking at the scripture. And you want God to keep it alive in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that you can be a written epistle that is read by men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There is power.